There's a good chance you'll walk past one this week. Small metal boxes known as AED cabinets, which hold heart defibrillators. They're mostly in government buildings, schools, nursing homes, and gyms, as well as, of course, hospitals. Now, the Veterans Administration is building on a project that started here in Boston by adding another life-saving tool to those cabinets across the country. It's the opioid overdose reversal drug, Naloxone, also known as Narcan. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It was at least 10 minutes from the time a housekeeper at the Brockton VA pushed into a bathroom and found a man on the floor to the time paramedics arrived with naloxone and brought the man back from an opioid overdose. Brain damage can begin after just 5 minutes without oxygen. Pam Bellino, patient safety manager for the VA Boston area, which includes Brockton, read the incident report back in December 2015 with alarm.
That was the tipping point for us to say, we need to get this naloxone immediately available without locking it up, and we're going to put it in our AED cabinets, and we're going to equip our police with naloxone.
Equipping police with naloxone is becoming more common in Massachusetts and across the country, but there are only a handful of places in the U.S. where naloxone is available in public. Bellino, lifting one of the nasal naloxone plungers, says that has to change.
Think of this as you would a seatbelt or an airbag. It by no means fixes the problem, but what it does is it's there to save a life.
Now, if you open AED cabinets in Boston VA cafeterias, gyms, warehouses, hospital waiting rooms, and in addiction recovery homes, an alarm will alert nearby medical personnel of an emergency. There's a blue zippered bag tucked in next to the defibrillator.
There's a Narcan kit. There's instructions for use.
Alan Kershaw, the Brockton VA's inpatient pharmacist, reads from a laminated instruction guide that starts with calling 911 and then looking for signs of an overdose. No breathing, no response to a sternum rub, and lips or fingernails turning blue.
You'd unwrap the first dose of naloxone, insert it in their nostril, depress the drug plunger. You'd roll that person over
onto their side so that if the man or woman vomits, they don't choke. Start CPR.
If that person doesn't stop breathing in 2 or 3 minutes, you roll them back on their back, get the second dose out of the package, insert that dose into the person's nostril, depress the drug plunger, and then again, roll them over for safety.
Giving naloxone to someone who has not had an overdose is not harmful. But naloxone is a prescribed drug, so the VA had to write new guidelines with a National Hospital Accreditation Agency so it could make naloxone available in public. Rules in hand, the VA plans to have naloxone in its facilities nationwide as of December. The most recent research that compares veterans to civilians shows good reason to get naloxone into the hands of veterans.
Veterans have about twice the risk of the general population for overdose, and that's due to any substances.
Amy Bonnard, an investigator with the Ann Arbor VA, says it isn't clear why veterans are more likely to OD, but many do have complex medical conditions.
Some of that's related to combat exposure. They've got mental health treatment needs. They may have injuries that result in them being more likely to be prescribed opiates than your average person. And all of these things can impact their risk of overdose.
A smattering of schools, airports, churches, and employers around the country, which don't have to follow hospital rules, have already added naloxone to their AED cabinets. Some are packing in other life-saving tools as well, tourniquets that stop bleeding after a shooting, EpiPens to keep airways open, and injectors that treat diabetic shock. Dr. Jeremy Cushman leads a project at the University of Rochester that has placed naloxone in 80 AED cabinets as of July.
That system is already in place. The question is, how can we leverage that system to save more lives?
The Boston VA put naloxone in one AED cabinet 2 years ago. That number has expanded to 41. The kits have been used to reverse 2 overdoses so far, a number the VA expects will increase as word spreads that naloxone is there, on the wall, in many VA buildings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.